Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I was good until I just read an article that said having more than two kids ages you an extra 6 years.
Wow.
That's horrible. And I don't have a subscription to whatever the the news site is that it is. So I've clicked on the article and I cannot find out how or why. So all I know is that I'm old and getting older fast.
You're old and stuck behind a paywall. How depressing. I was going to ask you more questions.
Don't ask me questions. Yeah, all I read was having more than two kids ages you an extra 6 years.
Because I can only assume it's an extra six for each kid. So, you know, like my...
Don't be like that.
So you've got five kids.
My dad was one of seven.
Oof.
Oh, but those people, I actually bow down to people that have had, I reckon, more than five and you're a hero.
Where does it start getting crazy, though?
Ten? It's crazy after about six or seven,
no,
I think.
No, I mean, like, crazy.
No, I think so. Like, I mean, I just imagine myself as that mother and I am batshit crazy at that point.
Does
you know?
This mean poor Octomum?
I mean, I am now at three.
Yeah, yes. Poor Octomum, that aged her, that's like, you know, 40 years in one.
See, but I have this big old crazy thing with Octomum and with any people that have had that many children. I don't understand how their body actually... Like the women's bodies are just amazing, guys. I don't know how they recover.
What a funny
bale. I just mean,
I just don't understand how
my body's a mess. You know how? I just don't understand how it goes out and in and out and in and out and in. And
women,
out
and in and are you still doing about the pregnancy? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And you've got to do it so many times for eight. Oh, my gosh. Women's bodies are amazing is the best bailout when you realise you're trying to say something which may be construed as offensive. You know what I reckon?
I'm happy to say the thing I was going to say is I'm still baffled by the human body and how it's actually possible to have 10 or 11 children.
I just reckon women's bodies are amazing.
Like in this day and age. But women's bodies are amazing, guys. Amazing women's stuff, bodies guys. Are amazing.
We're doing a full show on women's bodies today. So if you think they're amazing, give us a call. What are we doing next, Bickers?
Oh, speaking of women's bodies, you know how I'm, we're not doing this next, but you know how I'm too scared to tell the woman at the gym that she looks amazing. I told her she had good hair yesterday.
Did
you? That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not what you believe, because why would you
but she
take
does
the
have
workout
good hair
position
as well.
From behind her to look
I
at her
do
hair.
Go behind her, and she does have good hair.
You said
amazing
she has the
hair.
Best bum you've ever seen in your life.
As well, but I can't tell her that bit yet. But guys, women's bodies are amazing.
Did you accidentally get confused when you were describing her hair, though? You're like, it's so peach-like.
Great
supple.
Volume.
I just want to grab it. Oh, women's bodies are amazing.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, because there is the biggest news story in politics is going around at the moment. And although I had heard about it and seen the footage by the time I watched this on TV last night, this really made me chuckle. Now, I don't know if it was because it was the late news and maybe I'd had one too many whiskeys.
No, because I saw it unwhiskied. And it was as good unwhiskied as it was whiskey.
No, this wasn't the event itself. It was how it was described and the music behind it. Listen, this is the opening of the late night Nine News.
This is Nine News with Michael Thompson.
Good evening. The Prime Minister is in the fight of his political life, trying to win over marginal seats. But today, an awkward encounter, one he could do without. Scott Morrison crash-tackling a young boy as a rough election campaign charges into the final stretch.
It just doesn't mention that he was playing sport. It doesn't mention that it was a soccer game. And I just picture him standing there at a press conference and going, hold on, hold on. And then just running and seeing a boy and just spearing into the ground for no reason. As everyone goes, oh, no. We knew this was going to happen at some point.
But why? Okay, to the actual issue where he did crash tackle a kid on it. Was it a rugby? They were playing rugby.
No, no, they weren't.
Were they rugby? What were they playing?
They were playing a non-contact sport. They were playing soccer.
Why did he crash tackle him?
No, he just
then?
Fell into him.
Oh, it's just like when Boris Johnson fell into that kid.
No, he
Remember
tackled that,
that
kid. Bojo tackled that kid. He but was
why
playing. Bojo was playing rugby.
Kids?
Well, Bojo was playing rugby, and Bojo's hilarious, and so he just lined him up from a long way away and hit him square.
His kid goes anywhere near the ball.
Yeah, he hit him square in the bread basket. He wasn't even near the ball.
True, way off the ball.
Okay, so ScoMo just accidentally tripped and fell on the kid. But why are we putting our politicians in positions where they're accidentally tripping and falling on children?
Because I reckon they saw Bojo and they went, whatever we do, not a contact sport. Let's play soccer. You're not even allowed to get near each other in soccer.
They were like playing tag or something.
Oh, next it's going to be netball and they're like, still, he's going to find a way to fall over.
Line,
but
someone.
Now it'll be a four-year-old girl that he falls onto. Yeah. It's even worse.
Is the kid okay?
Luca? Oh, Luca's fine. But I love, so the coach said about Luca, the coach of the school club, said Luca showed plenty of determination and effort to stop the PM scoring at all costs. This is very good. And then I thought Morrison was quite funny because he got to the clubhouse and he said, where's Luca? Please tell me you haven't gone off to hospital.
That would really derail my election campaign.
I actually reckon this is going to do him favours.
Oh, God.
I don't know. And it sounds...
Is that what it takes to win us over? You just got to crash tackle a kid.
What happened to Bojo after he lined up the kid? That's a...
you know what that is? That is...
I don't know.
No, I just feel like we're better than that, you know, as people.
But
that
it
we,
doesn't even
we...
sound. It doesn't even sound bad. Have a listen to the, okay, this is the audio.
Everyone's like, whoa.
I mean, I feel the same way. I kind of feel the same way about this as I do about the Will Smith Oscars stuff. I'm like, it's the only interesting thing to happen in an otherwise incredibly boring event. I'm all for
that
it.
That actual match or the election campaign?
The election campaign. The election campaign. I mean, both. I think soccer should have tackling. And you have to have one kid on it.
Has the kid spoken out now and said he's all right?
Spoken out? Are you joking? Spoken out. He was on Channel 9 this morning, not just speaking out. He also has another talent because a lot of people would think, well, sure, he's a one-trick pony. He can get tackled by prime ministers, but is there anything else this kid can do? Yeah, he can rap.
Just before you go, you're a bit of a rapper, buddy. Do you want to bust us a rhyme?
We dub boys from Weta, send them a tool to retention. Papa, you've got to make them sucker MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Took an all rubbish like they just got out of attention. Knock, knock, who's there?
Now be aware.
I don't care, I just got you scared
this
over
there.
This
goes for a long
time. Why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better
it's not
MC?
Bad.
No, I'm blind, you can see. One like a penguin trying to keep up with
this
me.
This is the stage of the host.
Oh, I like it.
I'm starting to panic.
We've been missing listen hip-hop royalty.
We're halfway.
Yeah, and they realise they can't play him out with music because I've already put a Dre beat on it.
7 3 4 we to represent. Tactical represent. We know we are in the car represent. Time to collect the rent. Look at you represent.
They're looking for ScoMo to tackle him again.
I've been rapping since I was two with only one shoot. I've been rapping since I was three.
He's going to be rapping until he's 44, not just four. We're back with more of today. Don't go away. Right after this.
Good on you, Carl.
Yeah, Carl wrapped him up. We've heard the kid is actually still rapping. He doesn't know that.
He wasn't bad. At the beginning, I thought he was just saying a bunch of words. But as you listen, he's
rapping
not
since
bad.
I was two with one shoe. I've been rapping since I was four. I was a bore.
Maybe it was just the Dre beat underneath.
Dre beats make everything better.
They sound good.
We can hear. What about we hear weird. Just the start again? So you saying you're into it? No, you can say.
No, sorry. I'm into it is a thing. Yes.
What, kids rapping?
No, yeah. No, it's all right.
This wasn't.
The tone I said it was just a bit strange. That's all.
You got away with it. We'd moved on, and then you.
Yeah, I know. And I've just said it again.
Can we just hear the start again to just hear? Because it takes a bit for the beat to kick in. I just want to see how much difference it makes.
Just before you go, you're a bit of a rapper, buddy. Do you want to bust us a rhyme?
We eat boys from We Eat Her. Send them the tools to the retention. Papa, you've got the maiden. Sucker MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of detention.
Yeah, you can tell. You know what there was?
Yeah.
There was four people in a control room going, oh, no. Quick, someone, a beat. Put a beat under this.
Where's Dre?
Oh, my God, put a beat on this kid. Hey, this is fun.
Ollie's just learnt to play that Dre beat. It's very cool. My house all of a sudden sounds cooler because of it.
On keys?
It's me in the kitchen and I'm, on the piano. It's very cool.
Do you want to do this? That everything sounds better with a Dre beat under it?
It does.
So people can ring us. You might have your shopping list. You can even just tell us what you've been. Here? What do you got?
In this pile label of books where I'm broadcasting, I've got the advertising concept book.
Do you want to give
us a go? That?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, love it. What page you got?
All right. I'm going to page 158. Give me the beat. Voiceover is the unseen person's voice can be heard other than the sound effects. It is the voice of someone or a third person that can carry through or just for the tagline. The one-frame goal is another form of reductionism, the tendency when given the luxury.
Oh!
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Are you rap reading?
What a great sentence to rap. The one frame goal is another form of reductionism, the tendency when given the luxury.
Yeah.
That's a good rap line. Oh, no. I don't know what they're talking about.
Because you've got the bug.
I got the bug.
This is going to be. You're going to rock up in a do-rag tomorrow, ready to rap?
Sure.
13-10-60.
13-10-60. Yep. Yeah.
Do it. What? Okay. ring us with anything. It can be your diary. It can be what you had for breakfast. It can be a recipe.
Label.
It can be a label of something. And we'll see if we can make it sound great by dropping a Dre beat under you. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're a fan of rap, well, you are just in time.
There's a new guy on the block.
Yeah.
New kid on the block.
Pretty good, because Luca is the kid that got tackled by the Prime Minister playing the very high contact sport of soccer. And he was on Channel 9 this morning. And we also found out that he could rap.
Just before you go, you're a bit of a rapper, buddy. Do you want to bust us a rhyme?
We eat up boys from We Eat Her. Send them the tools to the retention. Papa, you've got the maiden. Sucker MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of attention.
And we really found out it picked up a lot when you dropped a Dre beat under it, because.
Oh, it was good.
And we thought maybe a Dre beat makes everything better. So we've asked on 13-10-60 to give us a call and just read something that would usually be mundane. And Jade, for you, what is that something you were going to read?
Oh, I've picked up my detox and de-bloat pills.
Ooh.
And I'm going to read the back label of that.
Which this is interesting, because I thought one of the main parts of rapping is about blowing up. So to de-bloat is to go against what you're meant to do. But It's exciting. I'm ready for it. Are you?
I'm ready for it too. Do we kick the beat in straight away like you did when I read the advertising book, or should we give Jade a bit and then see if it makes a difference once you kick the beat in?
What do you want to do, Jade?
Just kick the beat in and I'll get a little feel for it. Yeah, and then yeah. I'll just go for it.
I love it, Jade.
Yeah. Contains fennel seed, which has been traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to reduce abnormal bloating and distension. Milk thistle is traditionally used in Western medicine.
Yeah.
To protect the liver, to support natural liver and body detoxification. Yeah.
Yeah. Jade.
Detoxification.
Hurt us too much, Jade. So good.
I also wanted to give a quick shout out to Romani. I forgot.
Never too late. Hey, how did it feel? Did it feel good?
It felt good, but I was like, it doesn't feel right rapping about my bloating issue.
What do you usually rap about, Jade?
I like to rap about my daily life, you know. Pretty hectic.
Oh, yeah.
I love, my favourite part of all of it was the beginning, the
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, I really just got to get into it.
No one ever says no, do they?
Imagine if they started rap saying, nah, I don't want to have my bloody bloaty.
Nah, this beat sucks. Nah.
I just want to be skinny.
Jade. You were excellent. Congratulations. Thanks. Hit the showers. Great work. Because who you got?
We got Alana up next. Hey, Alana.
Hello there. How are you guys?
Good. Do you rap often, Alana?
No, I'm a choir singer, but I'm definitely not a rapper.
Oh, Alana.
It's okay, Alana.
Alana, do you reckon, I mean, firstly, what are you going to attempt to make cool? What is your topic? Are you reading something?
A text message that I have sent my mum.
Okay, great. Do you reckon, seeing as you are a trained singer, do you think you can rap for us and then also give us the hook?
Oh, that's a challenge.
Sounds like that's a no.
I'm keen to hear Alana's voice, though, both rapping and choral.
You want you want the beat first, Alana, or do you want to do you want to start?
Let's start and then we'll the beat.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, Mum. I think I may have fractured my foot last week when I was doing a happy dance at the shops with my kids. Yeah. It hurts like hell. What should I do? Do I go to physio or the doctor?
I reckon that's harder, that beat. I reckon the other beat underneath just makes you feel a bit more like, I don't know.
Oh, you reckon the problem was the beat? Alana, how is the ankle from doing the happy dance now?
Very sore and very swollen and pretty bruised.
What did you do? Did you go to the doctor or the physio?
I'm on my way to, I couldn't get into the doctors. It's hard to get into doctors these days, but I'm off to a physio after I pick up my daughter from school.
Okay, okay. Is there any chance you can give us any singing before you go?
Oh, what do you want?
Shallows, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
All right. Yeah. Okay, now you put me on the spot.
From
the bit, I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in.
Or if not that, if you want to have an option, do you believe that? Believe, sure. Do you believe in love? I'll take either.
I'll do shallow.
Okay, great.
Okay, okay.
What bit do you want me to go from?
I'm on the deep end. Watch as I dive in.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Alana.
That's amazing, Alana.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still to come in Bickmore's bits, some Hollywood royalty perhaps about to move down. Actually, would you call her Hollywood royalty? I think you would. About to move down under.
Really?
Who that is. Yes, one of the biggest stars in the world may be calling Australia home soon.
That one, that, oh, Hollywood royalty. I'm more excited. I was thinking of royalty, but they're just royalty.
No.
Hollywood. Nah.
We've had a few roars down under, but no, this is Hollywood royalty.
Can't wait. Mm.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
What's up next?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Well, 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 who has got a bit of competition in the pool, Tommy Little?
Me?
Yes.
I compete against everyone. I'm the slowest.
Would you consider
I was the slowest at swim camp, and some of them were about 70. Would I consider turning professional?
Are you enjoying this enough that you would consider perhaps making a career move and doing swimming as a professional thing?
Because I don't think you understand how bad I am.
I know, but you can get good.
How? I've tried everything. I'm swimming five days a week.
No, you haven't tried very hard. Yeah, but, you know. Because Cody Simpson.
Swimson.
Obviously Cody Simpson announced, was it last year or the year before, that he wanted to be in the pool and compete for the Australian team. And everyone was like, what are you talking about? Well, has he not proved people wrong? He has come third, which I know it doesn't sound like that's what you want to do, is come third. But he's come third in a qualifier, which means he can be a part of the Australian Olympic team for the upcoming World Champs and the Com Games this year.
That is,
which is very exciting.
That is awesome. I would have thought you're only part of the Australian Olympic team if you are going to the Olympics. But that's great that he is part of the Olympic team for going to the World Champs.
Team for going to the Swim Champs and the Com Games. This is his swim. This is his swim.
Simpson is beginning to come. This is going to be tight. Temple, couple of strokes to go. He'll get there. He'll get there. Cody Simpson not that far away. The big thing is, though, under the QT,
he's equaled the qualifying time.
Because was that swimming or soggy biscuit?
Anyway, I'm here for that journey. Yes, the commentary was a lot. I'm here for
Have
all
you
of
seen
it.
The rig on him, Because?
I remember when he did the thing that he did with Ian Thorpe, you know, that little doco series. Oh, and even then he was fit. So now
rigatoni.
He's super fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I said to you that Hollywood royalty moving to Australia potentially.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian is possibly moving to Australia with boyfriend Pete Davidson, who's going to star in a Queensland-filmed movie out here. He's in a comedy called Wizards that's being starting production later this year in Queensland. And there's now talk, will Kim come out with him?
Because you've clickbaited us. Isn't Hollywood a movie star?
Yeah, Pete Davidson's coming
like
out.
Like Dame Judi Dench-esque. Yeah.
No,
but that's okay.
That's good. Yeah.
You stuck around for it, didn't you?
I did. I'm here.
And can we talk about Harry Styles, my favourite person at the moment? I love his song that is out at the moment. What's his song, Jess? sorry, I forgot the name of it.
He's got
it's
all.
Such a tune. Anyway, he's got great tunes out at the moment. As it was. Everyone's questioning his accent because he's done he's obviously British. He's born in Redditch, Worcestershire.
Oh, yeah, home of the source.
Worcestershire. Worcester. Is that what it is? Is it Worcester? Is that how you say Worcestershire?
I don't know. You called him Cody Swimson, so I'm not sure what.
Anyway, he's English. Harry Styles is English, but everyone claims in this recent interview that he's sounding very Aussie.
How does life feel to you in terms of pace at this point in your life?
I think like I'm embracing both very much. I think in moment to moment, I feel like I'm always working at being more present. I feel like I've got a lot better at it.
Sounds like an old kind of rocker at the moment.
I feel like it's a bit of like American in there as well. It's like that accent that doesn't quite know where it's from.
Where are the Beatles
what
from?
What did he used to sound
like? Are they Liverpool in? That's what it sounds like to me.
Do you have a bit of what he used to sound like,
James? I don't know. I think it's kind of impossible to not be influenced from everything that you grow up listening to, obviously. So I think from my parents, I kind of had both sides of the scale. My dad listened to a lot of Queen and Fleetwood Mac and the Stones and the Beatles and stuff like that.
And play
is
him
it just
now?
Me, yes. Was, at the end, does he sound exactly the same?
How does life feel to you in terms of pace at this point in your life?
I think like I'm embracing both very much. I think in moment
more
to
English.
Moment, I feel like
That's Harry Singson, like yeah?
Carrie and Tommy. That is me right for your Thursday afternoon, and we're doing this. G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon? Reckon.
It's where we get posed a question. We stew on it for a bit, and then we find out how close we were to right. Producer Georgia, what is our question for today?
So, what do you guys reckon the percentage is of Australian men that are bald?
Ooh. Oh. I only found out, like, recently that bald men have more body hair because they have too much testosterone, which causes them to lose their head hair, but they also means they explode with body hair. Oh. So you're bald, but you're warmer still because you've got a back full of hair.
Yeah, right.
Is it that will go bald in their lifetime or they're
don't
bald
Don't make it tricky,
right
Jesse. Don't just men that are bald.
Okay.
You just
okay.
Come on.
I just want to be right.
I reckon how often do I see a bald man?
I'm trying to think if I look out at a stand up crowd because they stand out because
they're
light. They often shine their head.
Yes.
And the light
beautiful,
will hit their head.
Silky heads.
Mm. And I reckon you into it, Bickers.
I don't mind a bald head.
I've never heard it described
as
beautiful.
Are we mean balding or bald? Balding.
Who's clarifying? Okay.
Male pattern baldness, which includes like, balding.
Okay.
I would say.
Oh, includes balding. I mean, most men are balding, aren't they, at some point? I'm with Jesse now. We're talking about
thank you.
Like on their way to being bald, like because balding starts young.
What if they've got one hair on their head, Tommy?
I said to Georgia before she came in here, I said the only time this segment sometimes goes a bit weird is if you go into too much detail. So let's just keep it simple. and then you guys are
so
like,
it's your fault. What about that Georgia doesn't have the information?
Georgia, what?
I don't know. Let's go from men at the age of 50.
Okay.
So when men reach the age of 50, what percentage of men are bald?
I reckon 40%.
Or balding. Okay.
Or balding.
I reckon 50.
What's balding compared to bald?
Well, bald is a big shiny head. Mm-hmm. Balding is the patch at the back that begins and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, so now that have a bald spot.
Well, that's balding, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, what do you call that?
I don't know. I'm just looking for chrome domes. How many eggheads kicking around?
If we're going 50 plus, I'm going to go 60.
60%?
I'm 50%.
I'm saying 40. Georgia, what is it?
So 85% of men will experience massive hair loss by age 50.
Okay.
Well, that's the balding issue. Yeah.
But it does differ from age group. So about 1 in 5 men in their 20s, about 1 in 3 men in their 30s, and about half of men in their 40s, and then it goes up to 85.
Do you know what's really weird about that, though?
You haven't really had your question answered.
Because then when you go really younger, it really spikes again. It's like 6 months old, most of them. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon.
Heaps to come in the show, including a discussion that we kicked off the other day that has taken over the national, I would say discourse.
Zeitgeist?
What does that word mean? Is that right?
Yes.
I love the word discourse.
Oi, guys, we've got to discuss the discourse because we caused it.
I've seen this in our rundown and I don't know what it's about.
Oh, because.
Is it something, an interview we did or something you said?
You'll find out. You'll have to stick around because you'll find out later on. But up next, I've stewed on this long and hard and I think I've found out the worst question you can possibly ask on a date. We're going to chat about it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Becky Hill and David Guetta, remember, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday, arvo.
Hey, Bickers, when you think of dating questions, like the standard kind of chat that you have on a date, what do you think of? I'm talking initially, sorry, not you and Chris now. I'm talking like first dates.
I was thinking how we had a date the other day, a little date ourselves, and we talked about the kids for a lot of it and then went, let's talk about something else. And we sat for about a minute and went, anyway, so how do you think the kids are finding school? First dates, I don't know, like your job, family.
Mm. What do you think's good chat and bad chat? Because I always think there's a lot of cliche questions, and I think some of them aren't necessarily bad.
I mean, all the what do you do with your spare time, all that's crap because no one gives you an honest answer about what they actually do.
So one of those questions, which I think is impossible to answer and everyone asks, is what type of music are you into? And every time that question has ever been asked in the history of the planet, people go, a bit of everything.
I was going to say, I'm into a bit of everything,
And then you go, cool, what about you? And they go, a bit of everything as well. And you're like, okay.
Maybe a better way to do that would be to say the music and then get a yes or no from somebody. Heavy metal. And then you're like, oh, they're not into heavy metal. I'm not into this.
What's the worst?
I wouldn't be into that person then. Because he loves a bit of heavy metal.
Yeah. What's the worst song in the world is a good question as opposed to that.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Or the best song in the world. And if they give you like something terrible, you know, that's you're out.
Something like Patsy
Cline. If they think that is a good song, then I am out of here.
Yes. Yeah. If they say Jessie's Girls or something, or anything
or
by
Brown Eyed Girl, I'm out.
Time Warp.
The Love Shack. What's the other one I hate?
I quite like Love Shack.
What's the whiskey drink?
Love Shack.
Cider drink.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. That's fun.
The only fun part about that whole song is the word Chumbawamba, which is very fun to say. Well, I think I've
stewed. So what is your go-to question?
No, I've stewed about this a lot over the years. And I think there are questions which, although they aren't original, I think they're fun. So I think talking about travel is always fun, even though it's very cliche of where do you want to go next? What do you want to do? What adventures you got planned? I think that is cliche, but fun chat. But I was watching First Dates last night, great show with an awesome narrator, and and a bloke asked a question, and I have been asked this before, and I looked at it, and I went, and how's this going to go, mate? Because it's going to go absolutely nowhere, because no one has an answer to this question, because there is only one answer, and that question is, are you romantic? And I think it is the worst question you can ever ask anyone, because nobody goes, nah. nah, kissing's gross, holding hands is weird.
I reckon that guy, is it Keith on Gogglebox? You know Keith, the one that sits with his wife? I reckon he'd go, nah.
No.
But he would be, but he'd say nah. But he's actually a hopeless romantic.
That makes it very tough to pick him, isn't
Keith.
It? Something about the singlet and beer in hand look you're into?
I just like their relationship. I'm into it. But no, I think the issue is that people have different ideas of what romance is too. So it's a very tricky thing to ask and answer.
Also, if they say yes, then there's no real, it's like, what do you, so what do you do? And it's like, then you start talking about all these things you did for previous partners that are suddenly ruined when you do it for this new person you're with, because you're like, you've told me this is the fourth time you've wheeled
this out. That's so true. Yes.
And there's no way you can go.
You give up your gear.
The only good answer would be is if they said, are you romantic? And you said, well, you tell me. And then you, out of one pocket, you pull a dove. And the other pocket, you pull a rose.
Back to the magic tricks.
I want to know, what's the worst question you've been asked on a date? Because I reckon that is pretty across the board, although it's not horrific and it's certainly not with bad intent.
Yeah, there'd be a lot worse than a romantic.
But I reckon there's some awful questions that have been asked on dates. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon and on 131060, worst questions on dates.
Yes, because there is a question that gets thrown around, I think, far too often, and I reckon it's an absolute stinker, which is, are you romantic? And I just don't think there's a good answer for it. And I know that is not an ill-meaning question, but it made me start to question, what horrible things have people been like asked on dates? Because
that's probably okay.
Yeah.
In amongst some of the things that people have been asked, Matt, what did you get asked on a first date?
So I was on a lovely dinner date and got asked how many STIs I'd had previously.
At what point?
That's a strong start, isn't it?
Were you eating? Like, at what point did they ask that?
Probably somewhere around the appetizers, I'd say, came out.
What did you say, Matt? Because the thing is, no matter what you answer with, surely the person's assuming you're not telling the truth anyway. So how do you win by asking that question?
Well, you just stay true to yourself and you tell them the truth, which wasn't a very flattering answer I'll give, but so the date didn't last too much longer after that.
Maddie, because I thought for a second...
I like your honesty though, Maddie.
I do too. I also thought for a second maybe they are asking that because they have something that they're nervous about bringing up and so they're trying to...
Yes.
You know,
but not in Maddie's situation because he was honest and then he was shown the door.
Yes. Yeah, if you go one over them, then they're hardly going to beat you, right? So
it is a contest.
Anyway, so, yeah. She'd asked me, don't you believe in protection? And I said, oh, what do you mean, like a shield?
okay. Wow. I don't know what's happening
do you know,
now.
Do you know what the weirdest bit about all of this is, Bickers?
Yeah. What's the weirdest bit? I think we just experienced it. What's the weirdest bit? Tell me.
It's all right. I feel alive. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not going to support anything that's been said, but I feel alive.
G'day, Jane. I just finished saying good on you for being honest.
Yeah, I know. G'day, Jane.
Hi there.
Have you ever had a... No, it's okay. what was the question you got asked on a date that was just like...
Okay, so the date was going so well, and then this guy started to become very nervous. He was wringing his hands together and shrugging his shoulders. And I'm thinking, what's going on? It's like he's breaking out into a sweat. And I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, I've got a question to ask you. And I'm like, yeah, go for it. I'm an open book. Like, let's go. He goes, how do you feel about self-pleasure? And I'm like... well, we all do it. Like, what's the problem? Mm. And he's like, well, I just find it so soothing. And he started stroking
me. Oh, stop. What's happening? I want out of this whole thing.
Hang on. I just got to find out.
It's early in the morning for me over here. This is all a lot for 6 a.m.
Because you know we have a new producer on the show. His name's Sam. He's a young man. He's full life. And really like him. But I need Sam, can you buzz on for a second?
Yo.
Are you putting these calls through?
It was a team effort.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because you will remember the storm that we kicked off by not knowing when the night was the other day.
Oh, yes.
Because I said I went for a night swim this morning and people started messaging me saying that's impossible. And I said, how can that be impossible? It was night, but it was this morning. Anyway, then we started arguing about it's 2 a.m. night or morning. Everything kicked off. Well, it's not just us. I happen to be tuning in to my favorite program, which is, of course, The Cook Up with Adam Liao on SBS Food. And, oh my gosh, you won't believe what they started talking about.
Conceptually, do you think the late night is the morning or the evening?
Late night is the late evening.
Okay.
Because back in India, the dinner doesn't start till 10, 11 p.m.
Really?
It's very much like European, yeah. So if you, after a light dinner, you go out on the street. So this would be one of those dishes.
Okay.
See, even they were confused because Adam didn't say what he should have said, which is, I didn't give you that option. I gave you two options and you threw evening in there. Said late night or early morning. He said late evening.
Do we need to change what night and day is? Is that what the outcome of all of this is?
I've had so many messages that get so confusing. This was just from a random Charlie. Tommy, I've solved your day-night issue. 8 p.m., 4 a.m. night, 4 a.m. 12 p.m. midday is morning, and 12 p.m., 8 p.m. is afternoon/evening. You got to split it in three, not two. And
God.
But there's lots of stuff like that. What
Why
is day and what is night? 6
those?
To 6 is both. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is night. 12 a.m. being midnight, middle of the night. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is day. 12 p.m. being midday, middle of the day.
Is this the discourse that you were talking about?
This is disgusting.
Carrie and Tommy.
Sean Mendes, when you're gone, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Hey, Bickers, have you seen this? The Australian teen becomes the youngest ever Aussie to climb Mount Everest. Yes. This has just happened.
Incredible. Gabby.
Gabby Canizay, just 19.
19.
Mm.
Wow.
He's just going to repeat stuff.
What an achievement. Sorry. I think we might be reading the same article.
19.
Oh, she's been wanting to do it since she was 14. What an effort. Amazing. You'll go.
She's been wanting to do it since she was 14. Amazing. I heard this interview with her dad, right, because they are still overseas. And and so the dad did the interview and he was saying just how proud he is of his daughter and all of that, that she's so determined and she's taken a gap year because she signed up to do marketing and he's like, but she wants to spend the rest of her gap year mountaineering and he'd be very surprised.
I think she wants to do all the 14 peaks across the world now.
She does, yes.
She's got the bug.
Yes. And you know, he's speaking glowingly, as he should, about his daughter. And then, like, maybe 6 or 7 minutes into what was about an 8-minute interview, he said, and is her mum proud of her? And he said, oh, yeah, of course, of course, of course. Mum actually mountaineers with her and taught her how to climb.
Oh.
And she got, he goes, great, is mum there? And he goes, no, her mum's with her. He goes, what do you mean?
Oh, mum climbed the Everest with
her. Yeah, and then the journalist then asked the backup question.
Mum and daughter did it together.
Well, the journalist asked the backup question, how far did the mum get? And they take her to the top. And I thought, this poor mum, she's just climbed Everest. She's also taught a kid to climb Everest. And she didn't even get a mention for 6 minutes.
Mate, that's being a mum. No one cares. Of course she did. She's probably been training with her daughter since her daughter's dream at 14. She's probably spent her life committed to this. She gets to the top and all anyone wants to talk about is Gabby.
Imagine that. And she's coming down. She's got scabs on her face from frostbite. She probably can't feel her nose. And she's dropping her daughter off to interviews and they're saying, oh, aren't you proud of your daughter doing things that we could never do?
Oh, you know what that mum would have done?
Yeah.
Her daughter Gabby would have been hungry. She would have had the last bit of food her mum would have had sitting there and she would have said, no, Gabby, you have it. Have it, my daughter. I do not want you to be hungry.
I bet you Gabby smashed her oxygen and her mum went, you have my oxygen.
Yes.
And then people at the bottom are still going, Hayton, isn't Gabby a hero? God, don't you wish you could be more like your daughter? I don't know, actually.
We need to get mum share.
The article.
Oh, Dad's name's in there, though. Back home in Brighton, her father, Jared, said he was incredibly proud and overjoyed.
Yeah, Jared's genes have been passed down.
Not in there.
Yeah, it is. Jane. Jane.
Oh, Jane. Yeah. You're a hero,
but Jane.
Jane
is also name they give to unidentified bodies when they don't know their name. I'm just saying, I don't know if they've found out her name or they've just used that one. But anyway, isn't it rude?
It's not a surprise, though.
Mentioned. Why? Why is
honestly,
that?
It's the most unthanked, like, unrewarded job.
Climbing Everest?
But, like, that happens to mums all the time. Mums are always the silent one doing all the heavy lifting in the background. Her mum literally helped Gabby get to the top and no one cares.
Have you read the – yeah, Gabby piggybacked on her mum for the last time. No, she didn't. Hey, 13 1060, mums, give us a call. What did you do that just nobody cared about? It doesn't have to be climbing Everest, but I'm sure there have been massive mum moments that you've had where you're like, nobody noticed. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
I don't believe her. I don't believe her.
What? J-Lo. The American Carrie Bickmore?
I don't believe that J-Lo's love doesn't cost anything.
Oh, can I tell you what I'm excited about with J-Lo? Mm. There's a Netflix doco coming out. I think it's called Half Time or something, and it's about her in the lead up to the Super Bowl, that performance a few years ago. Oh, it looks so good.
Why have they jumped on that 4 years later or whatever it is?
No, I'm wondering if they're just playing on words. I did wonder whether, maybe it's just about her life because she says she thinks she's about to start the best period of her life. So maybe it's just a play on.
It's potentially a documentary about her, how her love don't cost anything. You think?
She thinks she's misunderstood.
Anyway,
watch the doco to find out why.
We're talking about mums doing amazing things and nobody caring. Gabby Kanase, incredible achievement, 19 years old, has become the youngest Australian to climb the summit of Mount Everest. And I listened to this interview and it went for about 8 minutes and they were talking about how incredible Gabby is. And then right at the end, there's a little footnote that were, oh, and her mum was there too. And
yep, her mum has climbed Everest. Yes. Amazing effort. Anyone climbing Everest is amazing effort, but nobody cares that mum climbed Everest. They only care about Gabby.
Yes. Annette, g'day.
Hello.
What, you're a mum, Annette?
I'm a mum of four.
Okay, and what did you do that was amazing?
She just told you.
Oh, sorry. Are we going to have that every chat? Exactly, yeah. I just go, you're a mum, are you? Oh, incredible. Thanks for the call.
A mum of four.
And I've just given birth to my fourth child, and I had all my other kids around me, my husband around me, and this little old woman walks up to my husband and says, look what you did.
Oh, God.
Good on you, Annette. Which one's your favourite? Do you have a favourite, Annette?
I don't, but every day I tell one of them that they're my favourite, so they vie for that position.
Yeah.
But it's just whoever's pleased me at that moment.
Yeah.
Would you ever climb Everett with one of them, Annette?
No, never.
No.
Never.
Because you don't want to, or you don't think they'll be capable?
Because I wouldn't want to carry them up there.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Good, that's what will end up happening.
I'm picturing you, Annette, hiking up there with four people on your back.
they would. They're all quite small, so they're still climbing all over me.
Good on you, Annette. Thank you. Because who else you got?
We got Hayley there. Hayley, what have you done that no one cares about?
I studied for 2 long years to get 2 diplomas. No one turned up to my graduation ceremony, and I got home to ham and cheese toasties. The next day, my daughter got her pen license. We went out for dinner.
So, Hayley, does that mean there's, you know how,
oh my God.
I might get this wrong, but when you like graduate or whatever, don't you throw your cap in the air and they take photos and stuff like that?
Yeah, I got a selfie doing that.
Oh, Hayley. How many kids have you got, Hayley?
I've got 4.
Oh, that's incredible, Hayley. Well done on that as well.
Oh, stop that. You. She has 4 kids, finished 2 diplomas, and she got a bloody toastie. That's outrageous.
Mate, this whole segment is about it being outrageous.
I know. I'm saying it's outrageous.
Yes.
Hayley's right on the money.
Yeah.
Oh, who have we got here? We've got Susan on the line. Oh, Susan is Gabby, the youngest ever Australian to climb Mount Everest, auntie. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Suze, are you stoked? Are you surprised? Was this always going to happen?
I am stoked. And I'm glad that it did happen. It's always an anxious wait when you knew they were leaving base camp and spending a few days to push to summit.
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely over the moon that we got the good news that they made summit and then got to speak to Jane when she got back to base camp, safely back
down. So you knew your sister had climbed Everest too, unlike the rest of the world.
Does Jane, would she be a bit miffed that her daughter is making all the headlines?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. She said Gabby was the climber on the trip. She was, doing things that just amazed her. And, yeah, she did feel like she was helping talk her up. She had a great Sherpa that kept giving her that push that she needed.
What about Susan when she gets back and finds out that even her sister has done a radio interview before her?
I know. We're all jumping on the bandwagon.
Thanks, Susan.
That's
have a great one.
That's what my son just said.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles, as it was for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
There is a court case that's at the final showdown today in London. And this is a case I had completely forgotten about. And I ended up in a deep dive over the weekend. And I just remembered how juicy a story this was years ago when it all happened. Do you remember that the Wagatha Christie drama that went on between all the wags?
The Rooney.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
vaguely. Tell me, remind me.
Okay. So they called Colleen Rooney,
yes,
Wagatha Christie, because she ended up doing this investigation herself into her own Instagram after stuff started getting leaked. So Colleen Rooney is Wayne Rooney's wife. Wayne, yes, Rooney was the captain of, I'm not sure, some big team.
That's Manchester, not England. Important. Well, England, Manchester, there you go.
England.
Yeah.
Some big team.
Yeah, they're quite a big team.
Yeah. Jamie Vardy was another player, and he was married to Rebecca Vardy.
Yes.
Right? And I don't know much about their relationship at the time, but all I know is that Colleen Rooney, stories about her family, like she, yes, had an Instagram account that was quite private, right? It was just for friends, close friends and families. And stuff about her life kept appearing in newspapers. And she was like, how is this stuff getting out?
Yes.
Like, who's leaking this to the press? And so she believed she knew who it was. And she believed that it was Jamie Vardy, one of the other players' wives, Rebecca.
Yes.
So she changed her Instagram account. I don't know if you remember this. She made it private, but could only be viewed by one person, and that one person, yes, was Rebecca Vardy. And then what she did was started dropping fake stories,
bogus,
on her Instagram,
yes,
account.
Bogus stuff,
right?
So I remember.
Stuff that wasn't. So she did a thing about how a post of, I think it was her on a plane saying she was going to do gender selection for a baby in Mexico. Then she posted, and then that appeared in the paper. Right. And then she posted a thing about how her Honda had been sideswiped. What do you know? Then that was in the paper as well. She did something, I think her mansion was flooded or something,
that's
happened.
So
anyway, that appeared in the paper.
Smart.
So that's why they called her Wagatha Christie.
Yes.
Anyway, then she posted on her Instagram account that she'd caught the person that was doing all of this leaking and named Rebecca Vardy. Now, Rebecca, yes, Vardy is now claiming that that's defamatory and she never did it. Apparently, she'd seen that stuff and she had told her manager or her agent or something. This is what Rebecca's saying. And I think she's claiming that he leaked it.
Mm.
I don't know the ins and outs of it now, but either way, it's in court and it's the final showdown today and it's all over the papers everywhere. But I just forgot the super sleuthing, all of the story. I mean, what the links. That
Wagatha
takes some
Christie
serious
is
commitment.
Such a great name.
It
as
is.
Well.
I've been trying to think of the whole time of like, would like James Bond or like Umbo. I was trying to think of a Columbo
like James
one.
James Blond. James Blunt. Oh, James Bond.
Bond. Yeah.
James Bond. Yes. I get it. I mean, Wagatha Christie's
it's
better,
so
but
good.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so
have you ever done a deep dive like that?
What do
on
you mean?
Insta?
No.
Like, that's some serious, like, if, yeah, producer Bell definitely would have.
It reminded me, what was the news of the world one? Do you remember how that broke? Was that Hugh Grant that did that?
Yes.
I've done that. I've brought up the most annoying thing. I don't really know what
it
is.
You brought it up, but you don't know the details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The phone tapping stuff.
Yes, the phone tapping stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock,
was it?
Block Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Why, yeah, the block?
Because blocking everyone else on Instagram. Yeah, it was worth it,
guys. You're saying that's what. Oh, God.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, there is the biggest news story in politics is going around at the moment. And although I had heard about it and seen the footage, by the time I watched this on TV last night, this really made me chuckle. Now, I don't know if it was because it was the late news and maybe I'd had one too many whiskies.
No, because I saw it unwhiskied and it was as good unwhiskied as it was whiskied.
No, this wasn't the event itself. It was how it was described and the music behind it. Listen, this is the opening of the late night 9 news.
This is 9 News with Michael Thompson.
Good evening. The Prime Minister is in the fight of his political life, trying to win over marginal seats, but today an awkward encounter, one he could do without. Scott Morrison crash-tackling a young boy as a rough election campaign charges into the final stretch.
It just doesn't mention that he was playing sport. It doesn't mention that it was a soccer game. And I just picture him standing there at a press conference and going, hold on, hold on. And then just running and seeing a boy and just spearing him to the ground for no reason. And as everyone goes, oh, no, we knew this was going to happen at some point.
But why? Okay, to the actual issue where he did crash tackle a kid on it. Was it a rugby? They were playing rugby.
No, they weren't.
Were they rugby?
They were playing They were playing a non-contact sport. They were playing soccer.
Why did he crash tackle him?
No, he just
then?
Fell into him.
Has the kid spoken out now and said he's all right?
Spoken out? Are you joking? Spoken out? He was on Channel 9 this morning, not just speaking out. He also has another talent, because a lot of people would think, well, sure, he's a one-trick pony. He can get tackled by prime ministers, but is there anything else this kid can do? Yeah, he can rap.
Just before you go, you're a bit of a rapper, buddy. Do you want to bust us a rhyme?
We the boys from We Eat Are, send them the tools to detention. Papa, you've got to make them sucker MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of detention. Knock, knock, who's there?
Now be aware.
I don't care, I just got you scared
this
over there.
This goes for
hey,
a long
why
time.
Why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better
it's
MC?
Not bad.
You ain't blind, you can see. Wasn't like a penguin trying to keep up with
this
me.
This is the stage, the host.
Oh, I like it.
Rapping degree and
I'm starting to panic.
We've been missing listen hip-hop royalty.
We're halfway.
Yeah, and they realise they can't play him out with music because they've already put a Dre beat on it.
7 3 4 we to represent. Tactical represent. We know we are in the car represent. Had to collect the rent. Look at you represent.
They're looking for ScoMo to tackle him again.
I've been rapping since I was two with only one shoot. I've been rapping since I was three. I've been rapping since I was four like a boy, and everybody's
what
looking
he
at my
said,
sword.
He's going to be rapping until he's 44, not just four. We're back with more of today. Don't go away. Right after this.
Good on you, Carl.
Yeah, Carl wrapped him up. We've heard the kid is actually still rapping. He doesn't know that.
He wasn't bad. At the beginning, I thought he was just saying a bunch of words. But as you listen,
I was rapping since I was two with one shoe. I've been rapping since I was four. I was a boy. Is that what he said?
Maybe it was just the Dre beat underneath.
They make everything better.
He did sound good.
So people can ring us. You might have your shopping list. You can even just tell us what you've been. Here? What do you got?
In this pile of books where I'm broadcasting, I've got the advertising concept book.
Do you want to give
us a go? That?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, love it. What page you got?
All right. I'm going to page 158. Give me the beat. Voiceover is the unseen person's voice can be heard other than the sound effects. It is the voice of someone or a third person that can carry through or just for the tagline. The one-frame goal is another form of reductionism, the tendency when given the luxury.
Oh!
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Are you rap reading?
What a great sentence to rap. The one-frame goal is another form of reductionism, the tendency when given the luxury.
Yeah.
That's a good rap line. Oh, no. I don't know what they're talking about.
Because you've got the bug.
I got the bug.
This is going to be... You're going to rock up in a do-rag tomorrow, ready to rap?
Sure.
13-10-60.
13-10-60, yeah.
Do it what? Okay. ring us with anything. It can be your diary. It can be what you had for breakfast. It can be a recipe.
Label.
It can be a label of something. And we'll see if we can make it sound great by dropping a Dre beat under you. Give us a
follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.